Sex, Politics, Religion, and Death. Words, music, and narration by Jason Hogan. Copyright 2020. The album was recorded at the end of October 2019. This audiobook was recorded at the end of October 2020, both times in the northern Bruce Peninsula. Any sounds you hear in the background, popping or crackling, are related to heat sources, and I'm not apologizing for that. Instructions. A businessman is going to Canada for the first time, and his boss says, "Remember what I told you. In Canada, it isn't polite to talk about sex, politics, religion, and death." And the businessman says, "You can't talk about sex, politics, religion, and death. What the hell else is there to talk about?" This book is a fun accompaniment to the album of the same name, Sex, Politics, Religion, and Death. The songs are tied together through the story of a fictional character called Seamus O'Leary. Seamus is a wayward Irish priest that gets thrown out of Ireland and starts a new life as a musician in Canada. There are three things you'll hear. The chapters, which form the overarching story tying everything together. The stage introductions that I use when I'm playing live shows in character. And the song lyrics. And the songs in context. To get the most out of this book, download the full album and listen to the tracks in context. And the best way you can support me and the arts in general is to buy this book and download or purchase the album. CDs can be mailed upon request. Just email jhoganmusic@gmail.com. And with that, I will now step aside, except for the occasional footnote, and leave you in the capable hands of our narrator for this musical journey, Seamus O'Leary. Prologue. A prostitute or a priest? To tell you the truth now, and I'm being completely honest here so that we don't start off on the wrong foot or anything like that, my goal in life was to work at a job that had a high hourly rate with as few hours as possible. Now I know what you're thinking. Seamus, you're a scrumptious piece of middle-aged man candy. You got the looks, you got the hips that don't lie and the body that just won't quit, and you're definitely cut from the cloth of a questionable moral fiber. Why didn't you just become a prostitute or an exotic dancer? I taught her that. But it's really only lucrative for women and gay fellas. So I became a priest instead. An hour-long mass on Saturday evenings, two more on Sunday mornings, the odd life event here and there, birth, marriage, death, and then occasionally talk to school children, especially around the time of their communion or confirmation. And that's it. 10 hours a week tops, room and board plus expenses included, and it's a job for life. A great deal altogether. I don't want to give too much away, but things didn't go exactly as planned. I'll tell you everything, and hopefully in the end it'll all make a bit of sense. So, like I always say at the start of a show, Cain Mila Falsha, August Conus Tatu. Are you well? Grand. All right, let's get started. Part 1. Ireland. I never said I was a saint. In the beginning. Good Friday, 1974. The sky was an ashen lead grey. The wind howled mercilessly, and the rain lashed and cut through all those that dared venture outside. But then, at around 2 in the afternoon, the sky cleared, birds sang, the rain and wind stopped, and flowers blossomed instantaneously. It was at this moment that I, Seamus O'Leary, was born. Holy Saturday, 1974. I can't remember a thing about that day. By all accounts, I mostly just ate, slept, cried, wet me nappies. In fact, as I tell me Buddhist friends, if reincarnation really does exist, I must have been an alcoholic in me last life because I can't remember a thing about it. Easter Sunday, 1974. It seems I can't remember much about this life either. For the sake of making this autography an uproariously funny, laugh-out-loud page-turner that you just can't put down, as every generic book review from the past 20 years has put it, I'm going to get to the good parts of me life. The ones I can remember anyway.